to continue and say a psak that I just heard tonight, Binagea Shaila, that we had last week. We were talking about last week about Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means even if you're not working on Shabbos, you're not working, don't do work. But you're making money on Shabbos, you're not allowed to make money on Shabbos. You like that. Making money without working, you like that, right? So you're not allowed to, even if you're not working, you can't be making the money on Shabbos. Okay, so we discussed last week, what about, it's always Negea Chazonim, they're working on Shabbos, or it's Negea.
That's something else. It's different Shabbos.
No, it's Chashabbos. Oh, you're getting paid.
You don't work on Shabbos.
Okay, but it's also Negea if you have some sort of investment income that comes in on Shabbos, something like that. So what we ended up saying that was that the distinction was between services versus merchandise.
Right,
sale of goods versus services. Services means you're working, and because you're working or something like that, or even without a service, but akoponim, even for a service or just ribis or just interest by itself, but that type of thing, that's asur. Okay? But if you're selling merchandise on Shabbos and you're just getting paid for the merchandise that you've given the other guy, that's mutter. So let's say you have an internet business that you have sales going on Shabbos, so you're making money on a guy clicks and buys the thing on Shabbos, that's okay because he's paying you for merchandise, he's not paying you for a service. So the shiloh that came up was, there was two shilohs that came up. One, I asked both of them tonight, I asked to Rav Gavriel Frankel, who's a dayan in Lakewood. One of them he gave an answer to, and the other one he said he had to think about still. He said it's a very interesting shiloh.
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah. So one of them was your son. He asked me, he said that he has a credit card business. This means that he provides people with the service of credit cards, and for every swipe he gets a certain percentage. That's how it works.
Right.
So the question is, if he has a mall, he's signed up with some pizza shop in the mall, and they're gonna swipe on Shabbos. Okay, not kosher, not Jewish, obviously.
Right.
And they're gonna swipe on Shabbos, so he's gonna get 1 or 2% off that. So is that a problem? What?
Wish.
Yeah, I'll have this.
Yeah. Well, you don't have 1%, half a percent? Oh. Okay, so whatever it is, so you get some sort of percentage off of that commission, off that swipe. So is that an Isser of Schar Shabbos? Because you're making the money on Shabbos.
Right, very good point.
And L'chairo, it's a service. You're providing a service, you're not providing any particular merchandise. So Hitaka said that the etzma would be aser, but the reason it's mutter is because apparently the store in themselves doesn't get credited on Shabbos. The store themselves don't get credit. He said that the way it works is that the store doesn't get credit on Shabbos.
They get credited from Thursday.
They can't go spend that money yet. They don't have the money yet.
Right.
They get credited in a few days from now.
Uh-huh, so
yes. therefore, the commission is also not coming in on Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
The commission that you're getting is also not coming on Shabbos because you can't be getting a commission on something which they didn't get paid for.
The same answer you gave on interest, because interest is on a 24-hour
No,
day.
Interest was
part
other than
the day is Shabbos.
No, that's something else. No,
the fact that it's 3 days is not the Havla.
No, Havla, because Havla means is that it accrued over the whole 24 hours. 18 of them were Shabbos, 6 of them were not Shabbos. So therefore, the whole interest you're getting is one piece of
Thursday swipe. Is getting a job.
But the fact that they swiped and then they got the money later, that's a different.
That's not Havla, but the point is, when did you make that money?
But wait,
you made it based on something that happened
Thursdays?
On Shabbos, but when did you get the money in your pocket
on Shabbos?
Thursdays? Oh, but Thursdays is not all series. I asked him, I said that the guys are going to ask me, what about Thursday? he said that Thursdays, even if Thursdays comes in on Shabbos, that's not a problem either, because that's not coming in from anything based on Shabbos. This just happens to be
that's
you did a
like
you made a transaction on you made a transaction on Thursday, and you're getting the money on Shabbos. It's
but
not like it's not like interest
saying?
Either. Interest is because of what's going on Shabbos. Since you're lending them the money on Shabbos, you're making money. Since the money is being lent
it's
on Shabbos,
partly on Shabbos, partly not.
Okay, exactly.
Same
this has nothing
here.
To do with Havla. This has nothing to do with Havla. No, here the transaction was on Shabbos, 100%, not Havla. It was
you
on Shabbos.
Work on Shabbos.
And then you made the money that you made, the revenue came in on Monday. That's mutter.
All right, pleasure. The service that they're offering him is servicing your credit card processing machine. If the guy goes on vacation for a day, he's still servicing his machine because he's still at reach. He doesn't need a service at 7 days a week. He only has a service at 5 days a week. So then he only needs to work 5 days.
I'm not talking about the issue of working. I'm not talking about
totally in the
I'm not talking about
cleaning service.
I'm not talking about the issue of working. I'm talking about the issue
of making money from service.
But it's a passive service.
But it's not merchandise. You're not giving the guy a product.
It's a passive service.
Yeah, it's a passive service.
But it means millions of things are served.
Okay. So this is a passive service. As
what about a landlord?
Landlord's also is that.
How can a landlord click money in Shabbos?
That's Bavlah.
What's Bavlah mean?
Bavlah means that it's included in other days of weekday.
Ah.
It's not specifically Shabbos. Here the problem is that's why it's specifically Shabbos. The fact that you get the whole month at the end of the month doesn't mean anything. Because each sale. That sale, that couple dollars came in from a sale on Shabbos. It's not considered Bavlah. And that would be also. The only thing is that the revenue from the revenue for the swipe of Shabbos only comes in Monday. That's what he said.
So that's a problem. If you could,
he obviously was asked this
day, and it's a Yontif Shabbos.
Oh, so if it's going to be Shabbos Sunday Monday, so then you have to now figure out.
A swipe
of Shabbos is going to come in on Yom Tov. I don't know if that's also. Yeah, but it's still not that same day.
It's two different days. One Yom Tov doesn't count.
So. Yeah, I don't know if that's a problem.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
What if it comes in on the same day?
Not leaning,
it comes in on the same day, he wanted to say it's Osir.
Wow.
But he doesn't think that that's the way it works.
I don't think it's all.
Generally not.
I don't understand the server. I'm a poor people.
Clearly, when I called him.
An answer like, because what if he has a credit line, but once it comes in, they make it wait for it to clear, but you know, there's.
Right.
You have to ask about it. There's a lot of.
Right. But this is, he wants to say Mikra, then it's Osir. Mikra, then it's Osir. But it happens to be that the way it works is not a problem.
No.
Listen, obviously, when I spoke to him, this was not the first time he heard the Shiloh, because the second I asked the Shiloh, he said, oh, this is a good Shiloh. But I think the answer is because it doesn't, you know, he clearly, this is like his answer. This is not something I was machadish to him, this question. But the next question, I was machadish to him, and he doesn't have an answer. And he said, I wasn't machadish, the oilam was machadish here last week. That the question was, that what if a person sells advertisements on a website, and every time there's a click, he makes money. So the question was, some of the people here wanted to say last week that it's like selling merchandise, because you're selling them advertising space. But I didn't understand, if you're selling them advertising space, then why is it being charged per click? You know, it would seem to me that the guy that's advertising is paying you for providing. I'm not sure what it is.
A few ways. One is either per impression. So every time somebody sees it, there you get.
Right. So there I hear that. What there I understand.
Who does it besides Google?
A lot of everybody who owns.
So charge per click.
Everybody
click a lot of. Saying Google has 80% market share.
I don't know. I thought only Google charges per click. Everyone else charges per ad.
But even if Google charges per click.
But if it's ad space, it's definitely more.
But even if Google charges per click, you get it on your site, and now Google pays you every time someone clicks. You could have Google show up on your page.
That's right, right.
So you become Google.
Right. So now, this is the Shiloh. So he said
Man,
that
he owned that company.
He said that it's it's a very good Shiloh, and I should call him back in a couple
so
days.
So owning the company is a good Shiloh.
I'd love to find that out.
What? So if you have any other Shilohs that fall into this category, let me know in the next couple days.
Selling a copy of a video game, let's say on an Apple iStore, if you're creating, you're making money off a video game you're selling.
Right, well, we said a music or whatever we said.
Music or whatever it is that you said.
That's online, product, right? and it's a product, we said, but it's not a product that you're giving up.
Right,
but
is that still a product? The fact that you're not giving up,
does that make a difference, right? I'm not sure.
That's interesting.
It's definitely not a
somebody
service.
Somebody gets something and you haven't given anything up.
Right.
You haven't given anything up, but somebody else gets it.
All right, Blazer, again, I'm going to make my point very clear. The first Shiloh, the service that is offering him, how much does he know?
But you're not paying for a product.
Hold on 1 second. The first Shiloh, the service is, how much do you know how much commission this young fellow will make at the emphasizing this big Shiloh? You know what? Based on their sales. So how much are you going to make? As much as the store brings in. It's nothing to do that he swept the card on Shabbos.
No, but it's not that.
He swipes the more he makes.
No, that's the more. That's the
but
more
what is he
they
buying?
Know they make. The service they're offering him, the work that you're doing, you're offering the service is, what is the service company? You know what it does?
Yeah, but you have to have
I don't know how it works, but the point is,
the service he's selling him does not have to service him 7 years a week.
That doesn't make a difference. You have to understand the chilek is between the service and the product. It's not a product. No, hello. It's not the point. You're selling on the word service. It's not the point. The point is that it's not a product.
Service where you have to actually go out and clean.
You're selling on the word service.
Right.
It doesn't have to be service. The point is that it's not a product.
Right.
It's
not a product.
It's not a product that you're getting something in return for what you've given him.
Right. You're not getting anything.
Okay. So you're just making money based on what's going on Shabbos. That's a problem.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So Al Capone, those are two shilas.
And you put a sign up, put money in here.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
That could be a problem because
that could be a problem. I don't know what a parking lot is. You're giving them the right to park in this lot. Is that a product?
It's a license.
It's a license. I would say that's like a rental. That's a problem. That's like renting the spot. That's
you're
a problem.
The spot.
Yeah, that's the same thing as a rental, which if it wouldn't be for Havla, it would be a problem. So if the guy has a monthly card or whatever, fine. But if the guy's paying per hour, I think there's some Jewish guys that own these parking lots and maybe they have a shutter.
Some Jewish guys? Lists of Jewish guys.
What? Oh, that's a Jewish business. This parking lot.
Any business that makes money is owned by Jews.
Okay, and this is on tape. So let's.
And parking. Yeah, so you're gonna get in trouble for this.
Okay.
It's true. The ADA is gonna make you delete that.
Yeah. What's it called? Okay. Remind me not to put that particular one on the website. Okay. Okay. The next shiloh that we were gonna talk about. In these shiurim, the next thing I was going to talk about is mail. Is sending out mail and sending things out on Shabbos or having them be delivered for you on Shabbos. Because what we've been discussing is Amir al-Akum, is having goyim do work for you on Shabbos. That's right. Part of what we've been discussing. So the shiloh is here, you go and you bring your mail to the post office. And now, essentially, you're asking the mailman, can you go deliver this for me on Shabbos?
Okay.
Just overnight. Is that a problem? Friday overnight.
Okay, let's discuss it. So, seemingly, based on what we've discussed previously, we always learned that if a guy is doing it, adaita denafshei means he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it based on your command, your tzivui. So that's a motor. Right. So even if he ends up doing it on Shabbos, but if he's doing it for himself, that's okay. So if you put in, even if you put in the mail on Shabbos, not on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put the mail on Shabbos, but if you put in the mail on Friday afternoon, even after the last pickup, so you go to the post box over here, the mailbox, and it says that last pickup 5 o'clock, and you come in at 5:30 and pick it up, and put it in. So you know that the next pickup is Shabbos morning. So you're putting it out, and you know that the guy's going to come pick it up Shabbos morning. Is that mutter or aser?
Mutter.
Mutter, through his own will.
He's going to pick it up anyway because other people are in there.
In other words, the point is, even though he has to do it on Shabbos, that's because he's going to get fired from the post office, not because he's going to get fired from me. And I have nothing to do with him, really. So he's not doing it for me. He's doing it for himself to keep his own job. Right? So therefore, that case, I'm not telling him what to do. I don't really care if he does it on Shabbos or not. He's not going to lose my business if he doesn't pick it up on Shabbos. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, he could go do it on Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday.
Okay? They don't put the flag up on Shabbos in my block.
From what you're saying, it'll be okay. I told my kids not to put the flag up because he's only stopping for you. But if you're saying he's going to get fired,
put the flag up. What is that?
Does he have mailboxes?
Yeah. Your own mail.
Means you have mail in there that you want picked up.
I told my kids not to do it because they're coming just for that. But if you're saying that he'll get fired for it, that's why he's doing it.
Yeah.
Well, then he'll get fired from not coming to my house, so it should be okay.
Yeah, but are you specifically asking him?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He's also
yeah.
What? Are you specifically yeah. asking?
If you put a flag up,
if you don't have mail in the mailbox, it won't stop.
Unless
if you don't have mail coming to you,
yeah,
it won't stop.
He has mail coming to you.
How do you know?
Maybe you don't know.
Maybe not. If he doesn't, we don't even have a flag.
I guarantee you have mail coming to you every single day.
Yeah.
It's because
if you live at an address.
Yeah.
If you have mail coming to you, so I don't see what the problem is.
I mean, because you're asking the guy to stop for you. Let's say you
no,
don't
you're not.
Have mail coming
you're
to you.
You're telling him to take something.
Would, stop
would you,
you
care if he doesn't come today? Maybe he'll come Monday. I'm just putting it out now.
You're putting the flag up. You're telling him to stop.
You don't care, but he knows to stop. He knows something's there that he has to pick up.
That's right.
He has to pick it up.
No one in my block
doesn't have to. I don't think he has to.
He doesn't have to. You never asked him to. I mean, you are asking him to, but...
But it's the same thing you're saying is he's only doing it because the post office was
following. Practice. That's the bottom line.
But he's no sending
what?
I mean, that's for him to come to go out and pick it up. If you do it,
right.
I guess I'll...
I think that if you have mail coming, then you're not really doing anything by him taking the mail.
No, on Shabbos, though, I know I'm thinking on Shabbos, unless you have...
But the truth is...
You don't have ads on Shabbos. They don't deliver it.
Yeah. No, but the truth is, you're right. I mean, the truth is that in that case, you're really asking him explicitly, can you take this piece of mail... That you're good. Well,
you can't fire him. You can't fire him. He's only getting fired by the post. He's only doing it because the post office is going to fire him.
It's not your tzivui. It's really not your tzivui. You're just putting it there and assuming that the post office is going to tell him to go do his job.
Right.
It's not really your tzivui at all.
Very liberal. It's good.
I don't think it's your tzivui.
You should get it on the website either.
So.
That's good.
So I think that it could be its mutter, but yeah, it's probably not the best thing to do. But I think that even that maybe would be mutter. The only thing that's probably ulcer is
deliver on Saturday.
Yeah, is express mail that you're sending on Friday for overnight delivery on Shabbos. That's ulcer. That's probably pashtus is ulcer. Now that comes up a lot. I was just learning this from someone, and he said it comes up all the time where he doesn't have any money in his account. Extra money, so he doesn't want to pay his bills early. So his bill is due on the 15th. If the 15th is Saturday, so he's just going to send it out on Friday to get overnight delivery. He can't risk just putting it in Tuesday because he doesn't want to pay this on Thursday or Friday.
Really?
$15. Whatever he's paying.
No, the bill.
You
might have a $5,000 credit card.
Delivery.
Okay, but your credit card bill might be $5,000.
And you don't have that until your guy that pays you on the 14th.
So you pay the $15 to make sure.
So you're getting your rental guy is paying you on the 15th, and your credit card bill is due the 16th. So you always pay on the 16th. You can't pay before that. So you don't want the check to get there before. You want it to get it after. You want it to get it specifically on the 15th or the 16th. So he goes every month. He goes on the 15th, and he makes it overnight for the next day. So, once every 12, at least twice a year, about twice a year, that happens on Shabbos. So you're allowed to do that. So that's Pashtas Aser.
Oh, it's always a problem.
That's Aser. Because there you are specifically telling the guy, please deliver this for me on Shabbos. And he's working for you at that point. Because at that point, you're hiring the guy to go deliver your thing on Shabbos.
Right.
So,
I made a deal with someone on Friday, but he said it has to be in on Shabbos.
Right, a lot of times that happens all the time.
So I told him I'll send it to you on Sunday. This is what's the difference. I could put it express mail Sunday delivery.
Or what you could do is, you could do...
I'll send it. I'll put it in the mailbox after they pick up last. So pick it up Saturday, and they'll deliver it Sunday.
Who?
The post office for express mail.
No, post office doesn't.
They used to deliver on Sundays. I think they do. Express mail on Sundays.
It could be FedEx.
All right, I don't know. But anyway, point is that where you're specifically telling him go and deliver for me, work for me on Shabbos,
right.
That's taka problem because then your mom is making a shliach to work for you on Shabbos, and you're not giving him a choice to work on Sunday. Now, let's say. You just want to make the cheap. You want to do certified mail, and you want to give the cheapest option. You know, I don't care when it gets there. I just want to do the cheapest option. But it happens to be there's a 1, 2, or 3 day delivery option. So I want to choose the cheapest one. So it's Wednesday now. So if I choose the 3 day delivery, it's going to land on Shabbos.
Oh, that's different.
He has to have it there, but then he could deliver Friday or Thursday.
Terrence says that really I don't mind if he delivers it before. Yeah. See, that's okay.
Like this is saying. Friday afternoon. I'm sending it out at 5 p.m. and it gets to your house at 9 a.m. Saturday.
That's
a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. But here, I don't care. You guys can deliver it whenever you want. You don't want me to get away with you. First of all, very often it's taka like that. It does get there before. Because once they have it, they may as well put it on the 2 day plane.
FedEx used to,
you can't guarantee it, right?
FedEx used to do that. You could pay for afternoon delivery or 2 days. So if they're already going to your office, they'll bring you the afternoon and the morning. Everyone started putting afternoon instead of morning. So they purposely will come back. They'll bring it to you at 9, and then they'll come back at noon and bring you another one.
That's correct.
Because otherwise, nobody will
come back at noon.
Even if so,
all your big checks come in.
They started smelling my
come
checks.
Come in twice a day. It's
and
pretty
the
good.
Mail, can
you
tell me
how big you are with your UPS guy?
Yeah.
No, by the way, the reason why I come separately but is on tape. It's two different systems.
Anyway,
used to all come.
Lemaisa, that would be a problem. However, the Poskim say one very interesting heter. That b'makom hefsin meruba. Now b'makom hefsin meruba. B'makom hefsin meruba does not mean probably like a late fee, $30.
What does b'makom hefsin meruba?
B'makom hefsin meruba means every person can fee his where he's holding in life. But
if there's a huge penalty.
If there's a huge penalty, a hefsin meruba means it's taka painful. So then, maybe you would be allowed to do even the next day overnight delivery. And the reason is the following. We're talking about, are you allowed to go Friday afternoon and go to the post office or FedEx or whatever and ask them, Friday afternoon, I need overnight delivery on Shabbos morning. So we're saying Pashtus is also because you're explicitly telling them to do it on Shabbos. But there's one heter that they bring down from the place like this. The place can bring down one heter, one makom heter, which is what's called, we never talked about this before, but it's called Amira La Amira. What is Amira La Amira? It means that you're not taking, Amira La Akum means when you're telling the guy to work for you. Amira La Amira means you're telling a guy to tell a guy to work for you, but you never told the guy to work for you.
It's his job.
What?
It's his job.
No, your discussion is not going on with the person that's actually going to be doing the work. If you call a gardener to come to your house, you're talking to the guy, you're telling him to come. Yeah. Right? But if you go to the post office and you say, listen, FedEx, I want you. So the girl at the counter has nothing to do with the person that's actually going to end up doing the malacha for you. Okay? So since you're talking to a big company, so some people say that it's called Amira La Amira, that you're only talking to one person, but the person who's going to end up working for you is not the same person that you discussed it with.
But if and you have two guys in the room, and you tell one guy, you know, it's nice to you got the lights turned on.
No. Yeah, no, so...
Actually, the
head of Amira La Amira, we're only soymech on the Bakum. Right. You gotta think on your toes. But the heter of Amir Lamir will only say mechab b'makom hefsin meruba in a place where you have a large loss of money.
Large loss of money
means relevant to the person. A $30 late fee that if you're not gonna get your payment in tomorrow, you're gonna have to pay a $30 late fee. It's not qualified. It's not a hefsin meruba.
Isn't there something
but,
like the mailman if he delivers? It's not.
Yeah, but the mail, regular mail, we said it may not. That's probably not a problem. We're talking about explicitly signing up for express service, express overnight mail. That's a problem. But makom hefsin meruba, which I guess would mean something. Let's say there's a big deal that's closing on that day, and you got to get it in, and it's a big deal. Then you could be soymech on Amira La Amira, and you could have the overnight service. But stamazai, Rabbi Yosef, stamazai.
I'm right here.
Stamazoi, it's awesome. And surely in your case, you can't tell the guy, can you tell your neighbor to come over and turn on my lights?
Probably big loss of sleep or something,
yeah.
I don't know.
Hefsin meruba, yeah. So, now, it's like this. What about, this is something I saw in the Sfarim, and I never would have thought that it's a shayla b'chol. And that is, are you allowed to have a newspaper subscription that comes on Shabbos? Are you allowed to subscribe? Do people do that anymore?
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure.
What did you say?
Whoever wants to read a paper on Shabbos. Nowadays, otherwise. I mean, do it.
I'm saying people still order newspapers?
Yeah.
It's like
much more around in New York.
Because we're not allowed to use the internet. So we get
the and you're not allowed to read the newspaper either, obviously.
Oh, no.
So you got to... What did you say? Yeah.
So I'm in New York, I still get the paper.
So it comes. You pay a lower fee per time to have it for a year than to have it one day at a time.
I understand. So the shaila is, if you're going to sign up for a year, so you're going to get Shabbos delivery. So when you're paying for Shabbos delivery, it's as if you're asking the guy explicitly to go and deliver the newspaper to your front door on Shabbos.
Well, but you're also asking. You're paying rent just for a year.
What do you mean? But so. It doesn't make a difference, but Lamaisa, the guy is working for you because of your order on Shabbos.
Right.
Now, the question is, what is he doing for
you? I'll tell you why it's not a shayla.
If you're the only guy, Why? Because you can't. Oh, you're not allowed to read the papers anyway.
The last 50 years, the shallow was, can you bring in the paper or not?
Yeah.
So the shallow never started to go and get it delivered. Because all you hear about in all the swarm is, Can you bring it in? I'm counting that I saw in Svarim last two days,
that they all say that it's preferable to cancel Shabbos delivery. It's the first time I ever saw this. But I saw it in one sefer, and I couldn't believe it. Then I opened up another sefer, I saw the same thing. That they say you should get weekday delivery plus Sunday, but you shouldn't get Shabbos delivery. Because if you're getting Shabbos delivery, then it's as if you're asking him specifically to do the malacha for you. Sounds like a chiddush, no? You ever heard of this?
You have
also. So he tanya's like this. He said what you should do is you should send them a letter saying you don't want Shabbos. Go through the calendar, whatever Yom Tov Shabbos. Write down these are the days you don't want to live. Just like if you're going away for 2 weeks, you send them an email and you don't want these dates.
What if they still deliver?
Well, so if they still deliver, that's a daita dinafshe.
What if they charge?
What?
They don't have a system to cancel.
Exactly. So it's going to be a daita dinafshe at that point. Because they're doing it for themselves. It's too complicated for them to cancel. But then you didn't ask them. So then it's already a daita dinafshe.
What if you get a week of magazines and they happen to deliver on Shabbos?
That's okay. Because that's nothing to do with you. That's just them.
That's their convenience.
Right, but here you're specifically, this is Saturday's paper. You're ordering Saturday's paper. Right?
I'm saying, what if you order Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Listen, if you don't want to come to live Saturday.
Okay, so then that's mutter.
Why can't you put it in?
They charge you for it.
Yeah, it's like one time we were in a restaurant with these people, I don't know, whatever, it was a long time ago, and these people I was in this fancy place and I couldn't read a single thing on that menu. So the one of the people there ordered a salad, like endive, this, like a whole bunch of stuff. And they're like, so they said, hold back the endives. Like, that's there's nothing else. Everything else is spices. It's the whole thing. When you hold back on endives, it's like saying, ordering a piece of chicken, just hold back the chicken. So it's like what you're saying. I'm ordering the weekend, just hold back Shabbos, you know?
You throw it into the same thing you said, like with interest, because it's over a couple of days?
There's nothing to do with it. Interest is a Shalos Chag Shabbos. This is a whole different issue. Here's an issue the guy's working for you. Now, the only thing is like this.
He doesn't do a very good
job. He's not working for you, he's working for his service.
Alright, he's pretty lazy, but, you know. But the question is like this. The question is that if you really analyze it, you could really argue that it could be that the guy's not really doing malacha for you. Why? Because when he drives into the what malacha is going on? What's he doing for you? He's throwing it for you. Now, if there's an Erev, so then he didn't do a malacha, because throwing it from the car to your front lawn is not a malacha.
Well, he put it
now,
in his car.
He's driving.
He put it in his car to bring to you.
Exactly. Whatever he's doing till then, he brings the whole case. There's 1,000 newspapers in there. He puts it in the car for everybody. He's driving into the neighborhood. He's not just doing it for you. He's doing it for everyone on the route. So every part of the malacha is really not for you. It's for the rest of the non-Jews or whoever. The only time that it becomes for you, the only part of the malacha that's really for you is throwing it under your thing. If there's an Erev, he's not really doing anything for you. So therefore, you could really argue that there's no malacha being done for you. So really, there's a makom to be mekel on this.
Under these specific circumstances.
Where there's an Erev, and where most of the people ordering that newspaper in the city are non-Jews. Right. So then the malacha is being done for the goyim. What?
I have to get the newspaper.
What do you mean? You try canceling?
He doesn't order it. He can't cancel it. Tell your wife to order it.
Not the whole week, just on.
Just the weekend? When you didn't order it. You must have ordered it.
I believe my in-laws the same thing.
What, you didn't pay for it?
You ever check your credit card?
My in-laws get me every
realize that. I don't know.
I
wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. What?
I'm telling you, I never ordered it.
You never ordered it? No, so if you didn't order it.
I guess I used to jelly a little bit.
But if you didn't order it, then it won't do with you. Then it's Mutter. Then whatever they do.
We always get it, also they don't pay for it. They never signed up for it.
Yeah. What newspaper?
Miami Herald.
Uh-huh.
They get, with all the coupons, everything.
Uh-huh. So okay, so then but then there's a separate trial if you're allowed to read it on Shabbos.
In the Bible, the guy just throwing it out the window. All
But anyway, it's a very interesting svara. The svara that maybe the guy's not doing any melacha for you.
Forget about that svara. He's doing it because he's getting paid by someone to do it, not because it's for you.
No, but there is a part of the melacha that's being done for you. But you paid him to do it for you.
You're paying him to.
The case of the mailman, the svara was that you don't care for him to do it on Shabbos or not. But here you're paying for the Saturday edition. What are you talking about?
So let him bring it Sunday.
You don't want him to.
Yeah, that would be good.
You're mocked at that.
I would prefer he brings it Friday.
Can you read it on Shabbos?
Yeah, exactly. You can make a lot of money that way, right?
If I had a television, I'd know that it's a program.
Yeah. Now, there happens to be a shaila, an interesting shaila. If a person, let's say, are you allowed to place an ad in the Saturday paper for your business? Because what you're doing is you're asking them essentially to print your information, whatever, on the paper. So that whole printing, you're asking them to work for you on Shabbos because they print it Shabbos morning. They don't print or Friday, whatever they print it is. They don't print it before Shabbos, right? The newspaper of that day's paper, when is it printed?
Classified, printed.
Definitely at night, right?
No, he's right, actually. He's right.
Classified may be printed
before.
Is it?
Yeah. Printed before.
Not hard to believe. They don't know how big the paper is going to be.
No, they classified. They print
the pages in the back section of the print. I couldn't be out of
that. Used to be classified.
I don't know, but what about the ads in the paper itself or not? They have to go. They have to work. I'm talking about ads. I'm talking about ads that are in the paper that they have to. That's probably printed with the paper. Good. So there, you means you're asking them explicitly to print your ad on Shabbos. Interesting, Shaila. So, what? Probably also.
Life is probably also.
And that's from a liberal rabbi. Imagine.
Probably not also.
Would you call yourself liberal or reform?
I don't give myself titles. I let everyone else do it for me. Okay. Now, yeah. Okay, listen to this. We're going to talk about now.
So is that your answer? Is that your final answer that you can't put an ad on?
I would say it's also, yeah.
It makes sense.
If you're asking them, if you're asking them for the Saturday paper because it gets that extra, people read it, whatever. If you're just asking them, right, if you're just asking them, listen, put in my ad, I don't care when you do it or whatever, put it in 5 days a week.
What if you put it in for a week specifically, one of those days, it's not. That'd still be the same issue? That's still...
Well, it could be. You could pay for the week and tell them not to print Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
And then they're...
Okay.
You know?
Then you don't care.
And then you don't care.
How about if you tell them to do it, you're not paying for it?
What?
You're for non-Jewish
family. Yeah, but if you tell them to print Shabbos, they're probably going to reduce...
They'll charge you more.
They might charge you more, if anything, right?
Because now
they're not going to charge you more. Why would they charge you less? Oh, it's a daily, you mean? It'll be a daily. They'll charge you a daily rate.
If
what?
Work for a non-Jewish company.
What if you work for a non-Jewish company?
Yeah, you send me FedEx overnight. There is required attendant for non-Jewish. For you're doing it, but the owner of the company is non-Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Or if you're sending ads in the paper, but the owner of the company is not Jewish.
You're just doing the calling him.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Probably mother right here.
What about the guy's not from?
Yeah.
That's the worst category.
Yeah.
The worst.
So we discussed basically Amir Al-Akum, Schiris Kablonus, Shutfis, Schar Shabbos.
What's
Schiris and Schar Shabbos? Schiris is when you're hiring a guy to do for you. Schar Shabbos is when you're making money on Shabbos. And we discussed now Mel. Listen, now I want to get into. Essentially, we're not going to finish this week. We'll just make Aschola, and then after the summer, I'm going away for at least 2 weeks. After that, we'll pick it up again. So Chazer. But there's. Is Olam familiar with these psukim over here in the beginning of Kiddush? I don't know if you say these paragraphs of Im Toshev Mishabas Raglacha. You see it in the Siddur, you skip it and you go down to Vishamru. So over there, there's a pasuk that says, "The Karos." You didn't know it exists. The Karos Shabbos Oineg. You should call Shabbos to be an oinig for you. Enjoy it. L'kadosh Hashem mechubar, and you should honor the day for the kadosh of Hashem. V'chibarata, you should honor the day me'asoyz d'rachecha, from doing your drachim, from doing your regular activities. Mimtzoy chafetzecha, you should honor the day and avoid doing your chafetzecha. Your chafetzecha means your will, your asakim, your business, your things. V'dabra davar, and you should also be mechabit Shabbos in the way you speak. So here Chazal learned that from these psukim that there's isurim, first of all, in what you talk about on Shabbos, and there's isurim in what you involve yourself in on Shabbos. Besides all the malachas, but there's other isurim and mitzvahs that we learn out from this process. There's like mitzvah being oinik Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos. So that mitzvah we're very machmer on, right? But the shahil is that we as machmer on the other isurim that it says over here. The isurim of mimtzoy cheftzecha v'dabra davar. Okay, so let's give some examples just to explain to you what we're talking about. There's like one of these guys, this Batchanim, has one of these spiels that talks about how there's a phrase in Yiddish, Nishtav Shabbos Geret. You know the expression? That, you know, we can't talk about it on Shabbos. Aber, but, you know, so the guy... So the guy comes up to another guy and he says, Nishtav Shabbos Geret, but I'm looking to sell my car. So the other guy says, yeah, Nishtav Shabbos Geret, how much? So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Geret, 15,000. So he says, Nishtav Shabbos Geret, that's too much. So the guy, when he comes back at Chal Shabbos time, so he says, Nishtav Shabbos Geret, but I'll buy the cars, he says. Nishtav Shabbos Geret, it's been sold already. So, there's, you know, the... you like that? So...
The
Rebbe Shalzer on it?
The
Rebbe Shalzer. That's probably how it became famous, right? Eh?
So...
The song that Nishtav Shabbos Geret, he has a song, right?
Yeah, it's Nishtav Shabbos Geret, I sold it by Musaf.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. So I'll upon him, but the point is that there's certain things you're not allowed to talk about on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to be involved with on Shabbos. So these the MS is that these halachas are much more important in a way. Not more important, but they shape the way your Shabbos is going to look like more than the right other halachas. Because a person could go the whole Shabbos and do everything that he does on weekdays, just not do any malacha, you could lose the whole Shabbos. I'm a Rebbe of mine, Rebbe Einemar Zecher Tzadik Lavracha. So he was nifter recently, but he said that someone came to him with a shayla. He was a Rav of this community, and someone came to him that he had lost parnasa, he had no job, and he had an offer for a job, but he would have to go into the office on Shabbos. So he sat with the Rav for like an hour, going through everything that he needs to be done in the office on Shabbos, if he could do it on Shabbos. He could walk there, and he could go through the door, and he could theoretically do the whole thing on Shabbos. So he works out for him after an hour and a half on Shabbos. So the guy says, okay, so we're good to go. So he says, oh, but what's the sign with Shabbos? You can't go on Shabbos. I mean, after everything's done, you can't go on Shabbos. And we'll see that there's specific halachas that are takkets also to do it on Shabbos. So one of the isurim of memtzai cheftzecha is that you're not allowed to, it's called b'misbainin on your nechasim. You're not allowed to go and look and see how your stuff is doing. So this is very negeya. Means, let's say a guy, he's a construction guy. Okay, the whole week he's busy, and he has a couple guys working for him in a house in the neighborhood. So he'll walk by on Shabbos, he'll go into the house and just check it out. Where is it holding? To see if the guys are they working? Are they doing what they're supposed to be doing? You know, pass by, walk through the house, walk through on Shabbos. So that's usur. You're not allowed to do that. Even though you're not doing any malacha, you're just walking in the house, checking up on the work. You're not allowed to do that because that's called that you're involving yourself in your asakim on Shabbos. Okay. Now, if it happens to be that your place is there and that's the way you walk home on Shabbos and you want to go take a look at it, that's okay, because you're not going out of your way to do that. You're not doing something which is not normal. But to go inside the house or whatever it is, to do something which would not be normal for you to do on Shabbos, except for the fact that it's your business, that's awesome. Alright? So, or let's say you buy a house and you want to remodel it. And you want to, and then you're going to resell it. So you want to go in the house and check it out. Oh, what can I do here? I can refix this floor. I can knock down that wall, and to just take a look for yourself what you're going to do with the thing on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that.
But if you don't want to resell it, then you're saying it's a different issue.
No, that's a different issue. That's also memtzei chavtzecha, because you're involving yourself in something that you can't be doing on Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to make that construction on Shabbos, so you can't get involved in that construction on Shabbos either. Alright?
You can pick materials for your work.
Yeah, you can pick materials. You can't. People think that it's
I'm not turning on
the
light.
As long as I'm not turning on the light, it's mutter, right? It's not true.
People don't look at catalogs. If it's something you can't do on Shabbos.
Yeah, you can't look at a catalog. What am I going to order?
So why could you? You have aliyahs. Why could you put a page in this page
and
close it so that after Shabbos you bill the people who got the aliyahs? You put it on the page number of the amount.
What's the iser? Because Chazal say if you look carefully at the mitzvah, at the pasuk, it says mimtzoi cheftecha. What's cheftecha? Possessive. Your chafatzim, your will. But cheftze shemayim is mutter. So anything which is a mitzvah is mutter. So if it has nothing to do with you and you wanna, so that's mutter. No, if it has nothing to do with you, you see that your friend is building a house and you want to see where he's holding in his house, that's mutter. Because it doesn't do with you.
That's what the shadow falls into.
What?
Check each other's houses.
Yeah. You what?
That's what the shadow
each other's houses.
Yeah. Amir la Amira. So, but that's not a problem because that has nothing to do with you. But when it's your business, you can't be checking on the business on Shabbos. You can't be, or if you're selling stocks, you can't read the business section on Shabbos. I could read the business section on Shabbos because I have no shaykhs. I don't know. I wouldn't know what it means.
Yeah, how come you can read it if you can't be ignorant Shabbos?
Because that's Chafte Shemaim. Anyway, what Shaykh is?
What? What you do?
What? Oh, yeah. I make the big bucks. You're saying reading Rabbi Kivagas, right?
You have to read the Gemara.
What?
I always wonder, when is the day off?
When is the day off? So, he's saying, I'm learning with you on Shabbos afternoon so that, because I have in mind the big donation. All right. That's awesome.
I guess we'll have to cancel that shiur now.
Yeah, we're canceling the Shabbos shiur. We have to make sure, we check everyone's bank accounts before we give the shiur.
I thought just preparing is for learning Torah on Shabbos.
Now, what about let's say in Miami Beach, it's very negev, because Miami Beach, here it's not negev because there's no stores in the neighborhood, but in Miami Beach, in the middle of the neighborhood, 41st Street, is full of stores. So let's say you're going through the store, are you allowed to go window shopping on your way home from shul on Shabbos morning? You just look at the store, that piece of jewelry that's going for this, whatever. Are you allowed to do that? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that's mutter. I was very surprised, but he says you're allowed to do that because he says the derech of people is that they do that even if they're not going to buy anything. So it has nothing to do with you. So meaning you're not doing it to buy, you're doing it to be curious. And even if he says even if your intention may be to buy it, but there it's not nikkur that you're going out of your way because you would have done it even if you wouldn't be interested. So since it's something you would be doing anyway, so if it's a guy that, let's say, his whole life he has a car catalog, I don't know, he's into cars, and he looks at it to be curious, and now he happens to be interested in buying a car, but he would be looking at this catalog anyway, even though now it's nageya to him, it would be mutter.
What I understood it was if let's say a guy buys something for his business and he's looking at a catalog to see what he's actually really going to buy as a davar malacha, he's not.
That's awesome. Right.
But there's catalogs that people look at, that have. They're just.
Tashkis or whatever.
Yeah, they're just, cute. And Itaka might even buy it. No, he might really buy it.
No, you're looking at a character, it's your business. You're listening, you understand. I'm looking at it, it has a thermal imaging and all
that. That's awesome.
That's a cool thing. I might not be ordering it.
So but it affects your business or not?
If it's something that's for your business.
Right, you're involved in your business. You're being that's something that, that's products that you deal with. Right, a guy just happens to me, he's interested. If it's not in your business.
So what's the difference?
I lived in Rob before.
If you're like, oh, the business sucks, and even though it doesn't relate to the
business. No,
it depends. Okay, that part, but the stocks and this—that's for business. If you don't own stock, now it happens to be, by the way, that what we're saying now is reading is not so posher. Reading may be a different issur of shtari hadyotis. So let's just keep that. I just want to make sure I say that because we're going to have to learn about shtari hadyotis. But the idea of being involved in something which is not business related, even if it's not Shabbos dick, that could be his mutter. But if it's business related, that would be awesome. Okay? So, also, you're not allowed to prepare yourself on Shabbos to start right away after Shabbos. So let's say the whole Shabbos you're waiting. So, Motzei Shabbos, you have a job to do. You have a call on Motzei Shabbos. So, you get into your work clothes on Shabbos so you could leave right away Motzei Shabbos. That's awesome. Or, let's say you want to just, you'll stand by the house. So, the minute after Shabbos, you can go right in. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to prepare yourself to get it done after Shabbos either. So you have to just let it go. Now we say this. The truth is, by the way, we say this in the Zmiris. It says in Kiyashmer Shabbos. This is written by the Evan Ezra. So it says Kiyashmer Shabbos Keli Shmerani Oisi Lomar Beini Beino Yuveini. Aser Metzoy Chayfetz. Also, is drachim. You're not allowed to do mitzvah chayfatzecha. You're not allowed to be involved in your chafatzechem. Also, is drachim. Gam l'daber bo divrei tzrachim. You're not allowed to talk your divrei tzrachim, the things you need. Divrei schayra, words of business. Av divrei malachim, even if it's negat to malachim. Only ege b'tayra askel usachakmeni. You should only be thinking about learning Torah on Shabbos. That's what he says over here. But the Zmiris, if you know the halachas, the Zmiris talk about a lot of the halachas. So that's the, what he talks about over here. And also, it happens to be in a different one also, he says the same thing. In over here also, I think it says it. Anyway, but... So that's aser, which I think is pretty negeya. In other words, a person could, let's say you have a house that you're interested in buying. You go buy the house on Shabbos if it's out of the way. As long as, if it's business related, it could be aser to do that. Go check out that property or whatever. If it's on the way home from shul, well, and you don't have to like turn the other way. But if it's out of your way, right? And to say specifically about it, that would be aser. The other two isurim, the other issue that relates to that is dabar davar, is what you're allowed to talk about. You're not allowed to talk about business either. Okay, so that means that you're not allowed to talk about what you can't talk about anything that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to talk about I'm going to fly somewhere that everyone knows. I'm going to fly tomorrow. You're not allowed to talk about something you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But also one of the things you're not allowed to talk about is you're not allowed to make cheshbonis on Shabbos. So it means you're not allowed to talk about a deal and say, listen, the house cost me. Oh, let me be mocked. You're allowed to say how much you spent on something if it's not nogeya anymore, because it's not nogeya your business anymore. You did it already. So you're allowed to say this car cost me $10,000. Yeah, but it's done already. Business. Oh, so. What, why he's talking about it for? If I'm talking about how much, if it's not my business, I'm just saying I spent $10,000 on a car that I'm allowed to do. If I'm telling it to a guy that's in the business, right? So I can't tell him, how much did you spend on that car? How much are you? That's already business. But for me to say how much I spent now, but I'm not allowed to say the car cost me $10,000, and I still owe. I financed and I spent three, and I still owe seven. Because money that you still owe, you're not allowed to talk about. Money that you spent, you can talk about, but money that you still owe, you can't talk about.
Could you say I bought it for 10? I spent 3,000. I can't tell you what I still owe.
Talk about the market.
So, why? Because it's also lach shayv cheshbonos. It's also lach. You ever heard of that? It's also lach shayv cheshbonos.
Here in Mutar Moshana.
I'll tell you why. Boy, I can't go there because I have a trip tomorrow.
Now you could say I'm busy. Yeah, but
I'm busy and I can't tell you why.
So our kaponim saying something which is a cheshbin, you're not allowed to be mechashev cheshbonos on Shabbos. So that's the same issue. You're not allowed to say, well, I spent this and the rest is going to cost me that. You know? And especially if it... Right.
And if somebody asks you what you do, that's not...
No, if someone asks you what you do, this is what I do. But you're not specifically talking about a specific deal.
Oh, that's what you do? Let me tell you what happened to me.
Well, he knows how to tell you what happens to him, but not if it's going to help, not if it's negate to your business. He just has, he wants advice or something like that that's nothing to do with business. Let's say
a guy sells insurance or insurance adjusting. He says, oh, I might have a claim.
I came to my house.
And then you're going to say, that you shouldn't follow up on that conversation. You should say, talk to me after Shabbos.
It's a problem for even to say he has a claim. The guy himself shouldn't even say he has a claim.
He now shouldn't have said that, but if he says that,
I'm saying that person shouldn't even say that.
Right. You shouldn't even say, talk to me after Shabbos, but yeah, you're already what you're supposed to tell the guy. I'll talk to you after Shabbos. But
I do insurance claims.
Mr. Shabbos, great.
The guy shouldn't even say I have a claim. You're saying
no, exactly.
He shouldn't even say I have a claim. He has to just be quiet.
Yeah, Lemaisa, that's what I was mocked him.
What if he's gonna have a hesitation?
Yeah, Chazal.
Maybe you're able to help. He doesn't even know who you are. Could you tell him? By the way, I'm.
There's people out there that do claims.
West Coast insurance. No, I'm saying you can't even say, oh, there's people out there.
There's such a mussig of claims.
Oh, Taki, yeah, you have a claim. There's some people out
there. There's some people out there that.
I'll tell you who does it. Me.
So you can't tell the guy, call me after Shabbos. We'll
no.
More. That's already
for sure covered. Call, you can't say. If anything, you could say, talk to me
so
after Shabbos.
Anything you're telling the guy that he can't talk do now, talk to me after Shabbos is not a problem. You're already giving him instructions to do something that he can't do right now, which is the same thing as calling.
I don't instructions. You could say, we can talk after Shabbos.
Ah, so that's very tricky. So in other words, you can't tell him, call me after Shabbos, because that's a problem. You understand what I'm saying? You say, we could talk.
You could say, I've helped people in your situation before.
You don't want to call you after Shabbos.
But I can't talk about Shabbos. These halachas. Oh, here it is. Here in my Yedidus Menuchasech. That's what I was looking for. Also, we talk about it.
It's stuff in the Zmiris. Why?
Did you ever say Zmiris?
I do. I don't.
I'm saying, so if you think about
it,
I'm saying, you know, so it's interesting. So it says, Chafatzecha boy asurim, your chafatzim, your business is asur, the gam lachshav cheshboinis, and I'll be mechashav cheshboinis. Here, who removed tarm? You're allowed to think about business, though. Even unless it's going to cause you tsar. But it's better not to, but it's mutter. You're allowed to make cheshboinis if it's going to involve shidduchim, meaning how much is going to cost, that you're talking, it's a mitzvah. The tinek lam they say, if you're allowed to talk about how much it costs to hire a tutor or whatever, it's better to just talk and sing zmiris. But it says here those isurim of lachshav cheshbonos and hirurim mutarim, not to talk about it. But akoponim, these isurim can shape the way the whole Shabbos looks. And if a person is keeps these halachis, it could change the tzur of the whole Shabbos. So Mishra Shem, we should all be zoichet to that.